Listen, people been booing me and doubting me since I started training. I love it. The more you boo me, the stronger I get, baby. Y'all can't stop me. Keep it up, baby. Keep it up. Y'all can't stop me.
We gon' dominate this thing. Respect is not given, it is earned, goddamn.
See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Spartans! Prepare for glory!
There's only one rule in this f***ing jungle. When the lion's hungry, he eats.
There was something inside me that if someone did it, I also can do it. And if no one did it, I can be the first one to do it. I think that the champion, they are not born, they are made.
This is my f***ing time!
I'm a man of my word.
A warrior's deadliest weapon is his mind.
I draw this alone. That's my darkness. It's a lonely pleasure because you're going to be alone every day. Train this world by yourself.
We're firemen. Okay. We are firemen.
It's not it, coach.
The heat doesn't bother us. We live in the heat. We train in the heat.
Yeah, let's go.
It tells us that we're ready. We're at home. We're where we're supposed to be. Flames don't intimidate us. What do? We control the flames. We control them.
Go.
We move the flames where we want to.
Let's go.
And then we extinguish them.
I want revenge. I want them to know.
For those of us climbing to the top of the food chain, there can be no mercy. There is but one rule. Hunt or be hunted.
If they move, kill them.
Life is this. I like this.
Goggins is the guy that can take anything you put in front of him. You want to break my motherfucking legs? So be it.
There's no one on this planet that can stop me.
I just cracked one day, and I was like, f*** happiness.
Sit down! You gotta get f***ing ivory now, Leon! Listen, stop feeling sorry for your f***ing. Well, come on then! What's wrong with you? You're too f***ing. You gotta pull the f*** out of fire! Come on, Leon, man! You got it, man! Come on!
I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning. And I look around and this life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you.
That's it! You're locked in here with me!
So the question is, are you ready?
I broke you. How have you come back?
I'm back, motherfucker! I'm back!
But do not for 1 second ramble what I gotta do to get mine, because I promise you, there is nothing I'm not prepared to do.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker! The king is back!
The best quality in the world that you can develop, but the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable.
I am done apologizing. I am done being persecuted for my strength. You people should be thanking Christ that I am who and what I am, because you need me. You need me to save you. You do. I am the only one who possibly can.
You're not gonna beat me. I'm prepared to die.
I own this town. I own Rio de Janeiro. So for him to say he is the king and I am the joker, if this was a different time, I would invade his favela on horseback and kill anyone that was not fit to walk. But we are in a new time, so I'll whoop his ass in July.
I am cold, I am emotionless, I am zen, at peace, ready for war.
They're not on my level. You gotta have size, reach, length, you gotta have some attributes. If you come in any way equal to me, I'm gonna rip your whole head off, and that's it. I tell her every time.
You're gonna hate yourself in the morning. Why are you pulling back?
Listen, I'm not scared of these guys. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh well, if they're scared, that's on them. I'm gonna bring the pain to them, and that's all it is. Then we're gonna see how tough you are, tough guy.
All those people who f*** you growing up,
You might just be their boss. They'll come looking for a favor. And when they do, you got an option to say okay or do what I do and say go f*** yourself.
It's up to each and every one of you. My highly trained Stratonites.
My killers who will not take no for an answer.
My warriors
who will not hang up the phone until their client either buys or f***ing dies!
Then we started this in a basement. In a basement. Now go out there and show me how you do things. Show me how you live. Show me how you fight.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and but it's 20 degrees, so? You might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder, so? Maybe that's in your fucking head. Maybe that's your excuse for not being better. If you're allowing people and things and situations to on space in your fucking head, you're losing. The struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. No one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters what you're doing today. I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same. Stay hard.
So when you look them in the eye, you have to believe that we are better.
Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
Is that hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men in hard times.
The one, the only, the notorious Conor McGregor!
Well, I don't understand this world today. Why is success a bad thing? Why, if you're a millionaire, you're evil. If you're a billionaire, you're the Antichrist. If everybody doesn't hate you, then you are not living up to your full potential. You get one shot at life, one shot, one go around in this world. You take life and you grab it by the throat and you make it give you everything you want.
When I was in there with body punching, I heard him, actually he was crying in there, making woman gestures like,
Homelander, he's a human. He's just like the rest of us. We all make mistakes, right?
I'm not just like the rest of you. I'm stronger, I'm smarter, I'm better. I am better! I'm not some weak-kneed f***ing crybaby that goes around f***ing apologizing all the time!
I don't give a f*** anymore. I'm not afraid of it.
You want to be that one motherfucker that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, your mom died, your dad died. You come and you bring the energy that it takes to make a team function at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
This is not his option. This is God's option. I'm gonna keep going. If you wanna stop it, you have to kill me.
Are you threatened by these guys, or are they still fighting for second?
Hope said he gonna set the tone and start the game. And he said, I'm running through Powell's fucking chest.
It's very helpful for people to hear that they should make themselves competent and dangerous and take their proper place in the world.
Competent and dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Why dangerous?
Because it's the alternative to being weak.
At the end of the day, you've got to feel some way. So why not feel unbeatable? Why not feel untouchable? Why not feel like the best you ever do?
Every minute, every second, I'm gonna beat him. This is not only about like round or second or third round. I'm gonna control every second.
You be that warrior in that garden. Alright? And you stand strong. You be a strong man. You be a good man. And you just let the world rage around you.
All I know is that I will be there, like I always am there. People are always saying about the talk, and I talk, and I talk, and I talk, but guess fucking what? I back it up. I back it up.
Irish, only 6 million. Russian, 150 million. I wanna fight for your chicken, because this is number one easy fight in lightweight division.
Because at the end of the day, I haven't seen what I've seen. I'm ordained for this. I've been to Valhalla. I've seen the most vicious and most cruelest and coldest people in the world. They accept me. He can't stop me. Can't.
After this fight, where do you see your place in boxing history?
I'll be an immortal, the top of the top. There'll be none better. They'll talk about me from now to ubiquita. I'm the greatest ever and will always be the greatest ever.
And tactically, how will you win this fight?
Victoria. Destructively. Mike Tyson fashion.
I say what anyone says about me. It doesn't matter what anyone says about me. You know what I mean? I'm a totally different entity than what other people think. Michael and Tyson are two different people. I'm Tyson here.
When I haven't tasted blood in a while, some situation will unfold and I'll go into war mode. It makes me feel so good to be in that mode, to feel that focus. That's when I love the taste of blood.
He's a little 5'2" twerp. He should have kept his mouth shut. And I'm gonna slap the face off him, and that's it.
It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
When I'm in that cage, bro, don't f***ing touch me. Don't talk to me. Nothing to do with camaraderie. It's stone cold killer.
With all due respect to everyone, f*** everyone. I'm just here for my own. For my own.
Going! It hurts! Don't quit on me! Your very best! Keep driving!
He's heavy!
I know he's heavy.
I'm bad out of strength!
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good, you keep going!
It hurt!
I know it hurt, you keep going! You keep going!
It burns!
And let it burn!
How is it burning?
It's so hard! You keep going, Brock! Come on! Come on! Keep going! Don't quit! No! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Don't quit! Don't quit! Don't quit! Rock Kelly, you don't quit! Keep going!
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. I'm prepared to die.
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
But you'd fight Tyson Fury.
Hey, I'd fight a lion if the price is right.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right, and it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
You sound as though you're feeling the pressure.
I'm not feeling the pressure, no. You cannot put pressure on me, no chance.
Got trembling bones, then everybody will fear me. I'm the king of the barbarians.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away.
I am inevitable. No one failed more than I did. I deserved all the credit I received. Nobody's seen more than I've seen. None of these fighters, none of these athletes. I'm the king of the barbarians. There's no one that could surpass me in the pain I've endured.
There are two kinds of pain in this world. Pain that hurts. Pain that alters. Begun. San Sage Dixon.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true. I think I'm a special one.
You have to be the champion before you become the champion, so that means lifestyle. Have to be him before you become him. You gotta be him before you become him.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
But lying to me, I have a vicious warrior inside of me. Losing's not an option.
All due respect, you got no f***ing idea what it's like to be number one.
I'm not a man alive that can beat me.
I'm not worrying about losing to him.
the undisputed, the undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, Iron Mike Tyson.
I mean, for me, it's simply this is something that is important to get done, and we should just keep doing it or die trying. I don't need a source of strength.
So quitting is not even like...
It's not in my nature. Okay. And I don't care about optimism or pessimism that we're going to get it done.
You see all your fights and stuff? All your knockouts are spectacular. You know what that means? All this good stuff happening to you, you know what that means? That you're favored by God. When you're favored by God, you're also favored by the devil. So you just gotta be strong and stay on the right side. Whose side are you gonna go on? He's gonna give you power too. He's gonna get in your head too, but it's whose side you gonna stay with. You stay with who brought you here.
Welcome to the pain zone. It's where we live.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
I'm a student of war. I know all the warriors from Charlemagne, Achilles, the number one warrior of all warriors. From then, Alexander, Napoleon, I know them all. I read them all, I studied them all. I know the art of fight, I know the art of war. That's all I ever studied. That's why I'm so feared, that's why they feared me when I was in the ring. Because I was an annihilator, that's all I was born for. And now those days are gone, it's empty, I'm nothing. I'm working on being the art of humbleness. Can you believe in me? That's the reason why I'm crying, because I'm not that person no more. And I miss them. Because sometimes I feel like a bitch. I don't want that person to come out, because if he comes out, hell is coming with
him. Anyone could win a world basketball championship. Anybody could win the Grand Slam. But it's the people that can come back from the brink of destruction and almost down and out, when your manhood, your pride, everything's almost stripped, and come back and conquer at the top of your game. Now that's the separation between a super champion and just an average champion.